Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think for this week, we need to focus on South Africa's specific issues. Obviously, our financial markets have done exceptionally well since the election and the proposal of the Government of National Unity. The currency is, I think, the best performing emerging market currency year to date and did exceptionally well during the month of June. Our bond market has rallied strongly, including at the longer end. And obviously, equity markets have rebounded after losing substantial ground in prior months. So clearly, the financial markets are encouraged by political developments. We need to obviously see what the cabinet looks like, what the president has decided on a number of key positions, and that'll give us some insight into the specific deals that'll be done between the key political parties. And it's entirely feasible that the rally we've seen in financial markets is extended. If we see that clearly there is an intention by government to move policy forward and to implement economic developments that allow the South African economy to prosper, that result in high economic growth and more job creation, then no doubt that will be encouraging for financial markets. So there's a lot that we're going to have to unpack over the next couple of weeks. I also think we need to, this week, focus on what happened to our inflation data. Not that I thought the numbers were particularly interesting, but there have been other developments that have made the outlook for South Africa's inflation a little bit more encouraging. And I think we need to discuss that in a bit of detail. We had the May data last week. It was exactly in line with the expectations. But I think the interest is, what is the outlook for inflation during the remainder of this year? And what does that mean for South African interest rates? I think it is understandable in recent weeks that the focus on the outcome of the election and the formation of government national unity has overshadowed any of our key economic data. That doesn't mean that the data is unimportant. I think it remains critical. But fortunately, during this phase, we haven't had economic data that has really been distinctly different from what was anticipated. We did have the retail sales data for South Africa for the month of April last week. The numbers surprised on the upside, but I think that's understandable if you consider that during the month of April we had no load shedding. And generally, if there's less electricity outages, then people are a little bit more encouraged to go out to the shops. The shops themselves function a little bit better, and clearly that should result in a better retail outcome. I still think overall that the consumer remains under significant pressure, and in the absence of any interest rate cuts or any increase in employment, it's going to be tough going for many households. So I think we've got to wait for later this year and probably realistically next year before we talk about a resumption or an upsurge in consumer spending. So for the moment, I think the focus is on our inflation data. We got the data for the month of May released last week. And during the month, inflation went up by 0.2%. Modest increase, exactly in line with the expectations. And what they did was to keep the overall inflation rate unchanged at 5.2%. In addition, if I look at core inflation, that went up by only 0.1%, which allowed the core inflation rate also to remain unchanged at 4.6%. So for the moment, our inflation data looks reasonably encouraging. The Reserve Bank keeps highlighting that the focus is really on 4.5% as the target. And so with inflation at 5.2%, it is a little on the high side. The good news, I think, is that we are going to have to factor in some petrol price reductions to the inflation data. We've already had a sizable reduction during the month of June, where the petrol price went down 1.24 rand a litre. That's going to help next month's data. And at this stage, there's a significant over-recovery on the petrol price that could allow for the further reduction in the petrol price of, let's say, around a rand a litre. Now, those two developments on their own is going to help to bring inflation down quite considerably over the next couple of months. And it's entirely feasible that as we go deeper into the second half of the year, that South Africa's inflation rate moves much closer in line with the 4.5%, the midpoint of the inflation target, and in fact drops below 4.5% towards the end of the year, getting close to 4%. And certainly under those circumstances, you would imagine that the Reserve Bank will be encouraged to cut interest rates. So I think what we're talking about is not necessarily whether or not there'll be a cut in rates this year. I think most people accept there will be. But what we're debating is when does that interest rate cutting cycle start? In other words, how many interest rate cuts can we anticipate? Some people would argue that we can get 3 interest rate cuts this year, starting in July, each one 25 basis points. And I think that's entirely feasible, especially given the most recent inflation data and given the fact that the economy is still weak and internationally more central banks are cutting interest rates. I'm not sure I would bank on that as my base case. I still think the base case is likely to be 2 interest rate cuts starting in September, each one 25 basis points. I think the Reserve Bank could well be a little bit conservative in the short term, but I would be shocked if they don't start at least by September with the interest rate cutting cycle and then continue to cut at a fairly gradual pace. In total, I think they can be looking to cut interest rates more or less 125 basis points. So if we take an interest rate, a repo rate at 8.25% at the moment, that means the Reserve Bank could cut rates a total of 125 basis points before they get our repo rate down to a neutral level. And even then, they can debate whether they need to go below neutral as a way to stimulate the economy to some extent. So it's entirely feasible that we get at least 125, maybe a bit more, over the next 18 months. And that would be incredibly helpful in terms of generating a better economic outlook. If at the same time the political environment is also improving and we're seeing these policy reforms around the development of South Africa's infrastructure and the inclusion of the private sector in developing our infrastructure, the two together would be very powerful. And under those circumstances, we think we would start to attract some foreign investment back into South Africa. So there certainly are reasons to be more optimistic, but clearly we've got to get there. And the starting point is getting a government of national unity that is stable, that people recognize is not going to break apart under most circumstances, that the cabinet positions appear appropriate, that the ministers are the right sort of people for each particular cabinet position. They're not purely done on political appointments, and that there's merit in the key government departments in terms of their efforts to move policy forward. So I think there's a lot that we'll focus on in terms of our confidence levels around the government of national unity, the stability and the policy direction beyond that. And once that is established, then obviously it's a question of can we implement policy more effectively. It's not been a question of having the wrong policies. I think in general, the policy approach by the ANC has been appropriate for South Africa's economic circumstance. It's all around the policy implementation or the lack of policy implementation. And so the question is going to be not simply, have we got the right people in cabinet positions? Not simply, is the government of national unity stable? But can we find a way to implement policy more effectively than we've done in the past? If we can do that, and if we can show a degree of urgency, particularly around infrastructure development and the inclusion of the private sector, I think it's under those circumstances that we'll lift confidence, business confidence, get foreigners re-interested in South Africa, and potentially put South Africa on a better path in many respects, including a higher level of employment. So I think, as I said previously, there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic, but a lot of work has to be done before we can get to that as our base case, and clearly we'll provide updates as we go along. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.